DW.
The cages are small. Some aren't much bigger than a desk. The bars painted green are dusty. Inside, hyenas, lizards and lions pace back and forth nervously. When Osman Sali first visited this zoo in the Sudanese capital Khartoum, the floors of the cages were covered in dirt and feces. The lioness Kandaka was just a shadow of her former self, he says.
You could hardly see any fat or any muscle. She was just a skeleton, lying down. She couldn't move. The cage was extremely dirty, and it was a really sad state to see.
Osman Sali questioned the zoo's owner, but he deflected the blame, saying he ran out of food and that everyone in Sudan was also suffering. But for Sali, this excuse simply wasn't good enough.
It's unfair to say something like that because, unlike other people, the lions are, you know, they're trapped inside a cage. They don't have the free will to go out, to ask for help, to go shopping or to even beg on the street.
The computer engineer decided to take matters into his own hands from home. He uploaded the photos he took of the emaciated animals. His wife and children were also shocked. Together, they decided they had to save them. His posts on Facebook and Twitter went viral, sparking outrage around the world. The photo of the starving lioness drew hundreds of comments and became a symbol of the suffering and hunger in Sudan. But people were also determined to do something about it.
I was overwhelmed at the beginning. I couldn't handle the pressure. There was too many messages. I had to put my phone on silent because it was just vibrating nonstop. And I decided just to focus on the issue at hand.
And so Osman Sali became a determined animal saviour. He commuted through Khartoum, organising food and medication, while communicating with the government and animal welfare organisations. Times in Sudan are difficult, as the country continues to reel from the civil war and 2018 revolution. Although slow progress is being made in the peace process, the country remains paralysed by an economic crisis. Fuel is scarce and medicine has gone missing. But one resident remains optimistic.
When people stand together, good things come of it. Our country has rich mineral resources. We have not just one, but three rivers, and also fertile soil.
Despite the conflict, many Sudanese radiate pride, solidarity and confidence. This can also be felt at the zoo. Meat and other kinds of feed are piling up as a result of Sully's social media posts. Volunteers prepare special food for the emaciated lions, minced meat mixed with cat food with extra vitamins, antibiotics and proteins. Amir Khalid from the animal welfare organisation Four Paws flew in from Vienna and offered to help. The veterinarian specialises in emergency operations. But in the past 30 years, he has never seen anything like this.
They had lost almost two-thirds of their body weight. By that point, they'd have no chance of survival. I'm so happy it's 90% now. Their muscles are in good shape, also their immune systems.
Osman Sali is proud that his commitment to helping these animals has made a difference, also for the lioness Kandaka.
Really relieved, really grateful, and really happy with the progress. She's actually beginning to look like a lion now.
The government wants to set aside an area for the animals near the gates of the city, somewhere where they have plenty of room to move. So this story has a happy ending. And this serves as a tale of hope, not just for the lions, but for the whole country. DW.